morning. It's Tuesday, March 10th, 2020. This is Linda Merkin, and I hereby call the meeting of the Story County Board of Canvassers to order. Story County Board of Supervisors serving as the ex officio Board of Canvassers for the special school election held March 3rd, 2020, to be specific. So I would entertain some comments from our auditor, Lucy Martin.
Good morning. Yes, we had five separate school elections, and they all had public measures. All these public measures passed, which is kind of historic. Don't normally see that. Just talking about the general obligation bonds, which were in Colonesco and Collins Maxwell, the turnout there in Colonesco, it was almost 37%, and Collins Maxwell, 29%. Once we add in Polk County, it'll be over 30%. But so that's a good turnout for a special election. Anytime you put money on a ballot, you usually see a decent turnout. In Nevada, Ames, and United, we saw much lower turnout because those are reauthorizing something that's important to the schools, but not, you know, going to blow people's minds when they come to discuss money spent by the schools. So our absentee return rate was also very good. The overall return rate was a little over 92%. And if you count just our domestic ballots and our over-the-counter voters, it was almost 99%. So we had four provisional ballots cast during the election. Those were all rejected. Three were people failed to submit ID and they did not come in to cure those ballots, probably because everything passed with healthy margins. There was sort of less urgency on that part. And then one was somebody that was on the felon list and hadn't had rights restored. So, just a point of note for our office, I'm sorry to report that this was Chris Andringa's last election. He has accepted a job at Iowa State University, which I think is really well suited to him, and we wish him all the best, but we're going to miss him greatly. He's been with our office since permanently since 2013, and he actually worked as a tech in 12. So, he'll end of next week is when his last day. So Chris has done great things for us. He's responsible for all the nice things you see at the Canvas and for streamlining our Canvas process, among many other things he did for the office. So we're really going to miss Chris, but we've really been lucky to have him for these many years.
And we're happy for him.
Yeah, we're very happy for him. We're sad for ourselves.
So. Yeah, he's been great to work with. Okay, any other comments?
That's all I had to say.
Kevin, do you have anything to add?
No.
Okay. Then, in that case, we have a resolution before us, Resolution 20-69. I would entertain a motion for approval of the resolution.
I move approval of resolution number 20-69.
I second.
Okay. Heddens?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
Then we would, I would...
I move to declare...
Go right ahead, Lars.
I move to declare the canvass complete and to certify the results of the election to the appropriate jurisdictions.
Second.
Olson?
Aye.
Heddens?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
And would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
I'll second.
Heddens?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Merkin?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.